Hier holden das Lame Gimel. Aber in 5, 6 lines down. Ma brei de Rav Noi, Omar, he learns different shot in the Braisa. Again, the Braisa before said that the Posik says by Milo, Behegdish, the Posik says, Vichoto Vishgogo. Pratla Mezit. There's a Posik that if your nana from Hegdish, you had take Hano from a hammer that belongs to Hegdish, so Loch Riz, if you do it Bishoigig, you have a Korban Milo. If you do it the Mezid, you're potter from the Korban. We have a special Posik to say you're potter from the Korban. The question is, what do we need a Posik for? Pshiti your potter. Anytime you do something b'mezid, willingly, you're potter from the Korban. So he learns from the Brace like this. Ma bread rav lo yom hochi komer. Lo yom omarto b'sham mitzvahs. I'll tell you no. Maybe other mitzvahs means if you eat chelev or eat dam, b'mezid, the reason why you're potter from the Korban over there, shlo yoso b'hen shein miskavin ki miskavin. Because they all have kulis. If you're not miskavin to eat chelev, if you're not miskavin to do a malacha on Shabbos, you're potter from a korban. What does that mean? Like the case of misasik. Shim nischavin lechatech esatolish. Let's say you had kavono, you had a cucumber on the ground, and you thought it was tolish. You thought this cucumber was cut off already. And now you want to go slice this cucumber, which is mutter. So nischavin lechatech esatolish. You thought you're cutting up now a cucumber that was already cut off before Shabbos. And by mistake, you come to cut the cucumber that's still attached to the ground. In such a case like that, she's potter. You know, if you do this on Shabbos, you're potter from the melacha. That's called mesasik. That you're chayiv by your shaking on Shabbos means, like, you know you're doing a melacha, just either you think today is not Shabbos, you think you're allowed to cut fruit off the tree, you think you're allowed to, because you don't know today is Shabbos. Or else because you think this malacha is mutter. But you always know what you're doing. You know you're pulling an apple off the tree. Mashenkin here, you think you're cutting up a cucumber that was already cut from before Shabbos. So you think you're doing a heter, something that's mutter. And it comes out, no, the cucumber you're cutting is still attached to the ground, is your potter from the korban. That's halacha by Kol Torah Kula. Tiyoma b'milo, ma'ashenken, when you nene from Hegdish, shim niskavin l'schamein b'gizei chulin. You have in your house, you have gizim, you have a wool there, that's chulin, came from your own sheep. V'nischamein b'gizei oila. And by mistake, you made a mistake, you took a gizim, you took the wool that came off a korban oila. That's an isimila on it. The locher is shemol. There's exeris hakotziv, because the pasuk says v'chota v'shkogom. Mashma, any type of shogig you do, any time you take any type of enjoyment away from Hegdish, not willingly, you chayiv a korban. So that's the chiddush. Since Mila has a chumra dikalochem that you chayiv a korban, even though you're masasik, even though you think you're taking your wool that belongs to you, and when you put your hand to take the wool by mistake, your hand took the wrong wool, still you chayiv a korban Mila. So I would think, if you do Mila b'mezid, maybe you also chayiv a korban Mila, because it's a chomer dekalocha. So that's the chiddush of the posik. That's why I need a new posik. No, v'chota v'shkoga, you should know that by Mila, when you nena from Hegdish, even b'mezid, you're potter from a korban. It's the same halacha like always. Only b'shkoga, if you do it b'shogig, then you chayiv a korban. But if you do it b'mezid, you're potter. But I need a special posik to tell me that. Because without the special pasuk, I would think, since Mila is so chomer that even Mesasik is chayiv, maybe Bemezid also yechayiv, Kamashmon the pasuk known. If you do it willingly, you know this is Hegdish and you take it to have a norm, you're potter from the Korban Mila. You only chayiv if you do it, Beshoigig. Right, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Omar, another pshat, the same type of pshat, but he learns different pshat, what's called Mesasik, when you put the Kol Torah Kula. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Omar, Hochi Komar, this is what the Braisa meant to say, that I can't learn out Korban Mila from other Korbonis, because I would think Mila is more Chomer, maybe even Bemezid, Yosachai the Korban. Why? Loyim Omata, don't tell me, Bishar Mitzvahs by other Averis. Mitzvahs here means other tzivuyim we have to listen to, like not to eat chelev or not to do malachas on Shabbos. Shekein loy mischayiv b'hen, you're not chayiv if you do a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shoigig. Shein mesasik ki mesasik. In the case we're not mesasik like a mesasik. What does that mean? Shem niskavin lahagbiyas atolish. You have kavona now to just pick up a cucumber that's tolish. You thought this cucumber was already picked off, cut off the ground. And it's just lying on the ground now. So you have kavanah to do what? Just to pick up a cut-off cucumber. That's nothing wrong with it. There's no malach at all on Shabbos. That's mutter. That's what you thought you were doing. And by mistake, when your hand came up bringing out this cucumber, you pulled off the cucumber that is attached to the ground. Shepoter. Such a case is called nesasi. Because what are you doing? You're bechlal not doing a malach of cutting. You don't have das to cut anything. Your das is just to pick up something lying on the ground. As far as you're concerned, this cucumber was cut off before Shabbos. I'm just doing a maisa, picking it up. That's what you thought you're doing. And while you're picking it up, you schlep along something else and you rip that off the ground. So you cut something off the ground. In such a case, you're potter on Shabbos. That's called mesasik, according to Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hey, it's the first case will not be potter, according to him. The first case is, you know you want to cut a cucumber. You're doing a maisa cutting. Just you thought this cucumber was cut off before Shabbos, and it comes out, no, it wasn't cut off. But since you know you're doing a maisa cutting, he owed you b'chayev. That's called the shogeg on Shabbos. What's called a mesasik, that you potter, in this case, you think you're just bringing something up. Bechlal, you don't think you're cutting anything. And while you're bringing it up, by mistake, you cut off something. That's called mesasik, that you potter on Shabbos. Teyoma b'milo, ma'ashen came when you nena from Hegdish, shim hoishit yodoy l'kli. Let's say a person puts his hand inside a jug, inside a kli. Lito chayfetz. You have das, you have your watch inside a kli, and you want to get your watch out of the big jar, you have a watch there. Unless you have anything in the watch. V'sach yodoy b'shemen shokodesh. And by mistake, you put your hand into the jar, and on the bottom of the jar, there was some oil there. And that oil belonged to Hegdish. And by you putting your hand into the oil now, you're having enjoyment. It's making your hands oily, which is a hanor for you. So such a case, shem oil. Yechayev a korban mila. Now, why? I lechur yevasasik. What is your kavana? You're not mechavan at all to make a maisa sicha, to rub your hand with oil. Your whole kavana is to just take a watch, take something out of the jar. And by mistake, when you put your hand inside the jar, since la maisa, your hand is having hano, enjoyment, from the oil that belongs to shemen, the lechur is that you moil. So you see, there's a chumra by mila, even though you're mesasik. But as long as you take enjoyment from mila, even though you're mesasik, still you chayev a korban mila. So then the price was good. So I would think, even if you do it b'mezid, if you know it's hegdish, and still you go take that shemen and rub yourself with it, maybe still you chayev a korban mila, because mila is different. Kamashma on the pasuk, no. V'chota v'shkoga, even by mila, you only chayev a korban if you had the enjoyment b'shegeg. You didn't realize it was hegdish. But at any time that you know it's hegdish, if you take the enjoyment, you're potter from the korban. It's a shayla if you chayev misa b'dei shemayim are only allowed. But a korban chatis, you're potter. The korban chatis is only b'shkoga and not b'mezid. Omamar, now we had before in the braisa, said like this. B'meh devor mamurim, when is it possible to have chomitz that should be truma on Pesach? How do you have that? The whole Mishnah is talking about if you eat truma that's chomitz on Pesach. How do you have that? B'mafrish truma v'chmitza. The case is that first you are mafrish truma, like you had wheat, you cut off the wheat, they're not chomitz yet. You are mafrish truma, you took off the one-tenth of the truma and the maisris, and now the truma became chomitz. That's the case. Avol hifrish chomitz. Let's say first the wheat became chomitz. You had wheat, and water goes inside the wheat, and made the wheat chomitz. So if you have such wheat, now you want to make this into truma, the Bryce before said it's not chal. Avol hifrish chomitz truma. If you have chomitz already, and now you want to make a truma, is alocha divrei hakol ein kedusha. That was the Mishnah, that was the Bryce before. Everybody holds it's not chal din truma. As even though you have tevel, you have this wheat that's tevel, the wheat just got finished growing, but if it's chomitz, on Pesach you can't make the truma. You have to wait till after Pesach to make truma out of it. But on Pesach you can't make the truma. For the Gemara Menohan Emili, how do we know this Yisoid? What's wrong with giving a kohen on Pesach a truma? That's chomitz. Omer Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Kro, the Pesach says, Titein loy. It says whenever you have peiris, that you have to take off truma, the Torah says, Titein loy, give it to the kohen. Now we darshan, what does it mean, Titein loy, give it to him? For loy li oroi. You can't give him something that he could only use just for burning, and not for eating. Now if you give him chametz on Pesach, you can't eat chametz. So therefore the Pesach says that can't become truma. Truma can only be something that right after you make a truma, the mitzvah is, give it to the kohen.
Titein loy. Loy means to him that he can enjoy it, eat it, and not he has to burn it. Now, before the Braisa was going, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds chometz b'pesach is mutter b'ano. So even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chometz is mutter b'ano, but I call upon him, eat it, you can't eat it. It's also b'achila. So therefore, you can't make truma out of it. Because truma, the Pasuk says, whenever you give the truma to the kohen, he has to be able to eat it. Titein loy. That's pshat this Braisa. For the Gemara, is this true? Moser Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua. There's a Mishnah like this. Ein tormin min ha-tumeya l'toira. Mitchila, you're not allowed to be torim min ha-tumeya l'toira. Let's say you have a bunch of wheat. That's tevel. The wheat is tevel. You didn't take off truma samaisis yet. Now, some of the wheat became tummy. Then there was water went on some of the wheat, and now a sheretz touched that wheat. So l'chareh, that part of the wheat became tummy. And the other part of the wheat, the sheretz didn't touch, is still torn. Now you want to take off truma. So the Mishnah says that metchila, you're not allowed to take the tomedika chitim wheat to make that truma for the Torah, for the other wheat. The yim torim, let's say b'dievet he did do it. The locher is b'shoigig, if you were shoigig, you didn't realize it. At the time when you said this wheat should be truma, you didn't realize this wheat was tomei. The locher is trumasa truma. The truma is chal. So now the kasher is, v'yamai, why is this truma chal? What are you giving the kohen? You're giving the kohen wheat that's tamei. So you're giving him now truma that's tamei. The locher is, what can the kohen do with truma that's tamei? You're not allowed to eat it. There's a lav to eat truma that's tamei. The only thing the kohen could do with it is to burn it. It's mutter banom. He's allowed to use it to burn with, to heat up his oven with. So b'zad kasher is, why is the truma chal b'yamai? Lema, we should dash in the posik, tfatsa titen loy, v'loy loyroy. You have to give him truma that he can eat. And not give him something that's tummy, that he's not allowed to eat the kohen, he's only allowed to burn it. You tell him now that the gzeras hakosiv, just like you can't make chometz truma on Pesach, you shouldn't be allowed to make a tumeya truma.
Can't you eat it when he's tummy?
No. There's a lav. A kohen can't eat it. No, even when he's tummy. When he's tummy, he's allowed to eat chulun that's tummy, that is mutter. But truma tumeya is a lav, you're never allowed to eat it. The only thing you can do with truma tumeya is burn it. To use it, have a no from it. But you're dashing a pasuk loy. You can't make such truma. Hatimar lekasha, an interesting teretz. There's a chilik. Hosam hoisa loy shasa kosher. The din is that the tevel had at one time be able to be eaten by the kohen. Now this chitim, this wheat, metchila when it was grown, it wasn't mekabel tuma kol zman it's growing. A wheat, anything that's growing, mechubel karak is not mekabel tuma. So first you had to cut the wheat off. Now, when you cut the wheat off before it was makabel tuma, at that time it had a shasa kosher. You were able then to make it into truma and give it to the kohen. He could eat it then. So since there was a time that it was mutter, then we say even though later on this wheat becomes tamei, truma could be chal on it. Mashenkein hocha, here we're talking about this chometz became chometz when it was still growing. Hocha lehoysa l'shasa kosher. Here that we say, if you have chometz on Pesach, you can't make a truma, means it was chometz metchila when it was growing. So there was never a time that you could make truma on this wheat. Hey, before we're talking about the wheat, before it became tumeyam, it was able to make a truma. So since there was a time that you could make a truma, the lachari truma could always be chal. But here we're talking about after this wheat, that when it was growing, it was chometz. So it never had a time right to become truma. So the Gemara, Udaloi hoisla shasa kosher echidomi. What's the case you're telling me now? Chometz is considered a case that it does not have a shasa kosher. There was never a time you could make it into truma Torah. Kegoin the achmetz of a chuber. While the wheat was growing and still attached to the ground, it became chometz. It's possible that. It's when the wheat is still growing, when it's already kamat ripe, at that time water came on it, and let's say the wheat cracked open then, and the water went inside it, it's possible for it to become chometz. So it became chometz at that time, you can't make truma. Truma you can't make when it's attached to the ground. Truma could only be if you cut it off the ground and you make a kri, you make a digun, that's what's mechuyev in truma. So this chometz never had a shasa kosher. Like Rashi says, shoysla shasa kosher, shaniris kva le truma koidim shinitmo. Stamals tomeya, it's possible before the wheat became tomei, you could have made a truma. What are we saying before? That's bechametz shloihoysel shasa kosher. By chametz that never had a shasa kosher, never had a time that it could become truma. Litra mimenu. Why? The koydim shachala pesach before it was even pesach hoyim mechuber. It was attached to the ground. This wheat was growing. The hechametz b'mechuber, and the wheat became chametz while it was still growing. V'cholzeman chiburei. Cholzeman, the wheat is attached to the ground. Lohoyer royu, lochol shem truma love. You can't make a truma. Why? The pasuk says, Dereshis digoncha tziv. What can you give truma? From digoncha. Now what does that mean? Mishenidgon. Once it becomes dogon. Now what is digun? Zat Rashi v'digun loshen asifa. Digun means you gathered all the wheat together. V'hamodas krihu. And you made a pile out of it. That's called digun. That when you collect the wheat together and you pile down, you make it smooth, the pile, that's when it's chal midiraisa to give off truma. So at that time, it was already chametz from before. So this wheat never had a time that you can make it into truma. That's the case when the truma is not chal. Mashen came to meya, since there was a time when it could become truma, then it's chal even though it's temeya. Shredi Gemara, Bezoi. Avol, what are you going to tell me though? Avol, ach mitz betolish. Let's say first you cut off this wheat like normal wheat. Usually wheat is not chametz by itself when it's growing. So you cut off the wheat and you made a kri out of it. So the chura, now this wheat could have become truma. Then later first the water went on the wheat and made it chametz. So in such a case, since it had a shasa kosher, there was a time when truma could be chal. You want to tell me, hochi nami de kitcho? It's not a true right now, truma would be chal. Because this wheat had a shasa kosher. There was a time when it was possible to come truma. It wasn't chametz yet. Or Malay, he answered back, enech nami yin, it's taka true. And this svar I'll tell you is a pasuk in Daniel, that the gzeiras irin piskoma. Like Daniel was saying there, piskoma, this letter I have, comes from big people. Over maima kadishin shilta. And like I asked it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chein morim abay medrosha kavosi. Zokta, who was saying this, Terence? This is Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachum is saying over, and they paskin like me in the base of Medrash also. In other words, you should know I'm saying a good teretz. There's such a chiluk like this, that we darshin loy, for loy loy roy, means you have to have such truma that's possible to become truma when the current could eat it. So if it was once a shasa kosher, even though later became tomei, or even though later became chometz, still the truma could be chal. That we say truma cannot be chal if it was chometz metchilah. While it was still growing, it was chametz. So there was never a time that it's right to become truma. That's when the truma is not chal. And that's pshat in the pasuk. That's one teretz. So the Maraki Yossi Rav Huna b'Rebbe of Yeshua. When Huna b'Rebbe of Yeshua came, he said another teretz. He said, Omar, like this. Omar, Kro, the pasuk says by truma, truma is considered racious. It's called racious. It's the first thing. What does that mean? Sheshireho nikoron liYisrael. That when you take off truma, truma is you have a pile of wheat. Now the locker is, it's hevel, you're not allowed to eat it. When you take off truma, you set aside some part of truma, that makes that this, it belongs to the kohen, and the rest of it though, now is mutter for Yisrael to eat it. There has to be nikur, the rest over, that now there's a chilek, there's a heter on it. Yotzes azul ma'ashenke, in our case here by chometz, she'ein shirel nikurim. The leftover part of this chometz is not nikur, it's vayter osetit. Since it's chometz on Pesach, that you can't eat it, so it's not called nikkur. The shirai in the leftover, after you took the truma, has the same halacha, Isra, as it had before. Rashi says, the Yoma Kra Rashis, Mashma Shetehi Rashis. The truma is considered the first thing. The Elu Shirayim Nikorim. And the leftover is now nikkur that it becomes mutter. Shetehi Matirosel Yisrael. That the leftover peris now is mutter for Yisrael to eat. Now, vi b'mafrish trumas chometz, if you're telling me now on Pesach, you're taking chometz and make that the truma, my heter yesh b'shireho, what kind of heter is chal on the leftover chometz? Shetei reishison oise shirayim, to say that now the truma has one din, and the leftover has a new heter. What kind of heter is it? Ki heve mi koren tevel, just like before you took off truma, it was tevel. What's the loch of tevel? Heve shori banor, tevel is muta banor, the asurim achila, but you're not allowed to eat tevel until you first take off truma. Hashtanami. Now here, even after you took off the truma, it has the same halachom. Shori bano, we're going to quote Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chometz tak is true, it's mutter bano in Pesach, of a viasur and bachilo, mishum chometz. Olin yin mai heavy shirayim. Nagei to what? It's called the shirayim. That's why truma can't be chal. Truma, the pshat is that before you took off truma, everything was osir. It's tevil. You're not allowed to eat it. When you set aside truma, that makes it that the leftover part becomes mutter. But if you do that on Pesach, you have chametz. You have this wheat, that's tevil. And the wheat became chametz. If you want to set aside some wheat to make the truma, the rest over is the same halach, it's viter osir. So that's not called shirayim nikorim. That's the fun of Radio Yeshua's Teretz. So the more Yossi Ravacha bar Rav Aviyah, Kamed Rav Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda, the Yossi Vyoma Mishmed Rav Yechon, he went over and said, Alochin Rav Yechon, a new Alochin now, Anovim Shenitmo, if you have grapes that became Tommy, regular grapes that are Tommy, Dorchon, I give you an etzah now, how to make the wine, when you want to press the wine should still be tor. I'll give you an etzah, how to make tomadika grapes, that the wine should become tor. What's the etzah? Dorchon, pochus mikibaya. Press them down, each grape, by itself, less than a kibetza. Make sure each grape is less than the size of a kibetza. Mela v'yenom, koshlo nesochim. In such a way, the wine that comes out of this grape is tor, and it's mamish mutter to use in the base of Migdish. It's koshal in the sochim. Now, what's the hezbo? What kind of answer is this? Alma, we see that Rav Acha bar Avia held that ksavar, mashkin mifkat pkidi. That you have juice inside a grape, it's not considered part of the grape. The juice inside is like a glass, you have a glass, and inside there's water. The water inside is not part of the glass. The water is a piece by itself. There's juice inside the grape, which is not part of the grape itself. It's not the pshat, the juice inside is mivla, is just swallowed into the grape. No. Mifkat poka means it's like stored away there. There's a bunch of water inside the grape. That's not considered part of the grape. The mela, when the sherbet touched the outside of the grape, only the grape became tummy. The water inside did not become tummy. Liyemus komet moi. When does it become tummy? L'chi sochetlu. When you squeeze out the grape, and now the juice comes out, now you have a mashka, you have liquid. So locher is, the grape, that's tummy, could be metama, the liquid. Avazor l'chi sochetlu, when you squeeze out the grape, less l'shiyure. You don't have a shir kibetza. That's the locher. The shir of an oichel, anything of an oichel that's tummy, it could only be metama something else if you have the size of a betza, the size of an egg here. If you have less than the size of an egg, so even though the meat, or here the grape, became tummy, it can't be metama something else. So we're saying now, when the sheretz touched his grape, it was only metama, the outside grape, not the inside juice. It didn't become tummy. When does it become tummy? When you squeeze it, when it comes out, now the juice becomes juice, it's touching the grape. But since the grape is less than a kibetza, it's not metama the grape. Therefore, the juice, the wine that comes out, is torah. For the Gemara, if that's true, ihochi, kibetza nami. Why do you give an ace only? You have to have a grape less than the size of an egg. Let's take a grape exactly the size of an egg. It would also be mutter. Why? Because when does the juice become juice? When it comes out of the grape. When it comes out of the grape now is less than a betza. If the grape matchila was the exact size of an egg, so when you start squeezing the juice out, the first drop that comes out makes the grape a little bit less than a betza. So the grape is not the size of a betza. Again, it can't be matama the juice. So why do you say only because the grape is less than a betza? Even if the grape would be exactly the size of an egg, it would also be Torah, the juice that comes out. Because it's only matamrit when the juice comes out. When the juice leaves the grape becomes less than a betza. It has no koyach to matama something else. And I'll bring you raya. The Yotanan, we learned like this. Tomei mace, a person that touched a mace. So the person now is called the Tomei Meis, he's a Navatumba. Sheshochad Zesim Vianovim. Sheshochad. He squashed out now grapes and olives. In the Locha Kibetza Mechavonis. If each grape or each olive by itself was the exact size of a betza, of an egg, or else he had two or three together, that together they're exactly the size of a betza, Tohirim. The juice that comes out is Torah for this Svara. That when does the first become tummy? When the juice leaves the olive or the grape. when it leaves it, now the grape becomes less than a beitzim. So it has no shear to metame something else. So why do you tell me the Rav Acha said over them? Only if the grapes are less than a beitzim, even if they're exactly a beitzim, also it should be mutter to do. Have the Gemara portion. Hossam over there, D of it. There it just says, if b'dievit, somebody did it, you should know it's Torah. And that's taka true. Here Rav Acha was giving us an eitzim etchilo, how to do it. If you have grapes that are tamei, and you want to make that the wine that comes out should be tor, I'm giving you an eitzim etchilo, what to do. If you ask me what to do, I'll tell you. Now, when I tell you what to do, there's a gzeira. Don't use the exact shear of a beitzah, because maybe you'll take one a little bit bigger than a beitzah. So therefore, we tell you metchila, only take less than a beitzah. The yavid hachel chetchila gzeira dil masla never yosem mikabeitzah. Maybe if we'll tell you take a grape the exact size of a beitzah, maybe you'll take one a little bit bigger. Therefore, metchila we go and tell you no, take a grape that's less than a beitzah. So therefore, even if you take one a drop bigger, it'll still be okay. So when you start squashing out the juice now comes out, so the grape is less than a beitzah, it doesn't have a clear to metama the water. That's what Rav Acha bread Raviva was mechadish. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pochus mikke beitzah. Oichel tomei ein metama macherim. If you have oichel that's tomei and it's less than a beitzah, it's not metama something else. Memela v'yeinam koshle nesochim. The yeinam metama, the juice, the wine that comes out now is Torah. You can even use it for the Mizbeach, for the Sochim. So what do you see of Achol's? Kisova, Mashkin Mifkat Pokid, means Mifkat Dimein B'toy Chazag. The juice inside the grape is like juice inside a sack. It's stored away there. The Einam Chibaloi, it's not considered attached to the grape. Ela Kimisha Nice Nine Bekli, it's like you put juice inside a glass. When the sherets touched the outside of the grape, the juice inside was not considered like the sherets touched the juice, because the juice is not part of the pre. The juice is just like something stored inside the pre. Because the juice inside the grape is not considered part of the grape, it's not part of the fruit. The sherets touched the zag, touched the outside shell of the grape, but not the juice inside. Right now, since the grape is tamei, the grape inside is touching the liquid. So why doesn't the grape be metame the juice inside the grape? Said Rashi. Because kol zman the liquid is inside the grape, it doesn't have a shem mashke. It first gets the shem liquid when it comes out. It's like hidden liquid in there that never came out, yet doesn't have a shem mashke. No, it's liquid. No, it's not part of the grape. It's a liquid stored away in the grape. But since this liquid never came out, lavroilam, it doesn't have a locha like mashke to mekabel tumah. It's something stored away there. It's not part of the pre, but it doesn't get a shem mashke until it comes out. Right. So now, right, the next Rashi, Liemus Metamoy, Mashkin, when could the water be Mekabel Tumah? When is it going to say Mashkin? Lechisachudu, when you squeeze it outside of the grape, now it's called Mashkin. V'yaneschotim noigim l'chol azagin yachad. Lechisachudu, less l'shurei. Now when you squeeze out the grape and the juice comes out, there's no more shear of the grape. D'yein bezagin kebeitzum. Because the zagin, the grape, is not a shear of a beitzum anymore. Litei Tumah. Since metchila you only took less than the size of an egg, so the juice that comes out can't be mekabel tumah from the grape. That's the eitzah. Then for the Gemara, b'zoid, use exactly the shear of a beitzer also. Take a grape the size of an egg. But so what? When you start to squeeze out the grape, when the first drop of juice comes out, there's no more shear beitzer, so it also shouldn't be metama. That the Gemara says, that's a gzeirun. If you'll take exactly the size of a grape, that's a beitzer, we're afraid maybe you'll take a little bit bigger one. So now Rashi goes in that there's two, Rashi's mesupik about this. Rashi's mesupik, now oichel as makabo tumme metchila. What size oichel do you have to have if a sheriff touches an oichel? First poshut Rashi shita is, the oichel has to be a kolshu. If a sheretz touches either liquid, or a sheretz itself touches an oichel, no matter how small that oichel is, it itself could be mekabel tumah. The shear of a kebetz is only to metame something else. Once this oichel becomes tameh, if there's a size of a beitz here, that's called a chashuv oichel. Now, if it touches liquid, or if it touches something else, it can metame something else. But for an oichel to mekabel tumor itself, it doesn't need the size of a beitzum. That's Rashi's shita. Now at the end, Rashi wants to say, "Vani shamati the af mekabel tumor boy kebeitzah." Then Rashi says no, because this usually is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos shita is not like that. Tosfos shita is usually even for an oichel to receive tumor, it also has to be the size of a beitzah. A sheres touches a small piece less than a beitzah, it's not mekabel tumor. But Rashi shita is here; it is mekabel tumor.